tea kettle.
And you would cook an egg on top of the stove in a...
frying pan.
Okay. Are there other words for frying pan?
Not that I know.
Okay.
Is there?
Well, some people say skillet, but I don't know if that's the same
skillet,
as a frying
yeah.
pan. Do you think it is the same as a frying
yeah.
pan, basically?
I always connect a skillet to outside camping for some reason. Because they're usually, I thought...
Yeah, that's good. Now, a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle and a rag for a wick and some liquid combustible material. You just call that a lamp?
Kerosene lamp.
Kerosene lamp, okay. And what other kinds of fuel might you burn in a lamp besides kerosene?
Kerosene.
Is there another word for kerosene? Somebody told me another word for kerosene, but I'm not sure it's the same thing. Can you just think of it?
Oil?
Well, oil, yeah. Okay. Now, people sometimes burn something in their fireplace that is not wood, but it's a black substance, chunks.
Coal or coke.
Okay. And a bed that you make on the floor is a...
pallet.
Okay. And... what's a heavy bed cover called?
Quilt.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan. That's a really heavy blanket that they have up in places like Colorado where it's really cold. Yeah. What would you cover a pillow with?
A pillowcase.
Okay. And if the light goes out, you have to change the...
globe.
Okay. And... you watch programs on
television.
And to protect your clothes, if you're grilling outside, you would wear a
apron.
Okay. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your
coat.
And what's a cloth that you'd use to blow your nose with?
A handkerchief.
And what's something similar that you'd use to wipe the sweat off your brow? Or you might tie it around your head.
Oh, a sweatband.
Well, not something that's elastic, but a cloth, more like.
Bandana?
Yeah, sure. That works.
This is some fast.
You're doing really well. You're quick. Clothes that you would wear to work in your garden are called?
What do you call them? Just old clothes?
How about when you used to work, when you were shoveling cement, what kinds of clothes did you wear? Do you have special names for the clothes or the shoes that you would wear?
Not really. We just wore Levi's such as that.
Yeah. How about the shoes that you wear out in the garden? Do you wear special shoes out in the garden? Or?
Just old shoes.
Yeah. Okay. Clothes that you put away until the cold months are called.
Put away in the cold months?
And until the cold months. You get them out in November.
Or summer clothes?
Well, the ones you wear in November.
Winter clothes? The heavy clothes?
And what do you use to protect your hands?
Gloves.
And to protect your head from the sun?
Hat.
Okay. And this article of clothing is what?
Pants.
Okay. Now, if it's men's pants, are they called something else?
Trousers.
Okay, and now that is that term limited to men's pants, or can you also have women's trousers?
I thought you could.
Okay.
What do you call yours?
Well, some people, I call them pants, but some people say that that trousers is a word that's limited to men's pants.
Oh.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. I hadn't thought about it.
Okay. Now, elastic things that you use to keep your trousers up are called what?
Suspenders.
And they're making a comeback, too.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah. And the bigger I get down here, the more I need them.